Jess in with you this morning. Now, the 2021 Upper Hunter Inspirations Conference is on this Wednesday. It's happening all day at the Muswellbrook RSL Auditorium. The theme is Bouncing Back and Bouncing Forward. The Muswellbrook Chamber of Commerce and Industry have put this one on, and they're having a couple of pretty awesome guest speakers come along, Julie Cross and Michael Crossland. Now, Michael was in the Upper Hunter, I'm going to say 3 years ago. I remember interviewing him when I first started up here, and still to this day, I think he's one of the most inspirational people I've had the pleasure of interviewing, and I'm happy to say he joins me this morning. Michael, how are you?
Beautiful words, Jess. Thank you so much for the introduction. And I enjoyed our chat 3 years ago going up those rickety old stairs in sunny Muswellbrook, but I'm excited to get back there. It's nice to be back on the road and out and about rather than locked up in isolation. So I can't wait to come out and have a chat with the community.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And for anyone who may not know of you, Michael, I don't know how you can, but can you summarise, you know, why you do what you do and how you got there?
Yeah, it's been an interesting ride and certainly a roller coaster. I've spent nearly a quarter of my life in hospital. I was diagnosed with an incurable cancer of the central nervous system called neuroblastoma stage 4. I was a part of a trial drug that trialed on 25 patients around the world, and unfortunately 24 of them passed away within 3 months. And the side effects of that drug took its toll on me. So I had my first heart attack when I was 12, and I've had bacterial meningitis, got fluid on the brain, was diagnosed again with some more tumours a few years ago. But what I realised is that it's not the adversity in our life that defines us, it's how we deal with it. And I know everybody listening today and everybody that's going to be at the event on Wednesday, that we all have a story. We all have pain, we all have suffering, but what sets us apart, what is so different about us is not our pain, but our solutions. And for me, I've been able to utilize the pain of the past as the motivation to succeed as opposed to the justification to fail. And, I've been very fortunate to do some pretty cool things. I've represented Australia. I've opened an orphanage and a school overseas. I've been lucky enough to tour with Richard Branson and the Dalai Lama. And, you know, I am a very humble Aussie, but I'm no hero, I'm no celebrity, but I'm just a man that's faced my fair share of adversities and now very fortunate to get out of bed and travel the world. In 2019, I was on 186 flights. I spoke in 22 countries around the world. And then 2020 hit and that word that we don't want to use arrived. And my wife and I, we went into isolation for 7 months. So I wasn't allowed to leave the house because of my low immune system. We had our food delivered to our garage. We'd have to spray it with Glen 20 and then wash it an hour later with water and then finally bring it into the house. So to actually be on stage this coming week, to actually have to wear pants rather than do everything via Zoom, it's going to be really, really fun. And, I really believe that Muswellbrook and communities like it, they're the real roots of this country. And, I can't wait to get out there and share a little of my message of hope and inspiration to have people look at their life a little differently and step out of our own shoes just for a moment and look at life through somebody else's eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And Wednesday isn't just for business. The Muswellbrook Chamber of Commerce and Industry is, of course, putting all of this together, but it's for anybody in the Upper Hunter to come along to and talk about that bouncing back and bouncing forward because, you know, as we just heard from you, Michael, it can happen in any aspect of our lives. It doesn't matter who we are.
Yeah, I really think that we, in this world, we shouldn't wait until it's too late before we decide to change. And I challenge all the listeners today, I think when we think we're at that place of scarcity, when we're in that darkness and we think that the world's against us, I think that's the time that we can actually recharge ourselves through serving other people. So I love that saying, we must give without remembering and receive without forgetting. So I challenge all the listeners today, just send a text message to somebody to say, hey, I care about you. I love you. Thanks for being a great friend. And I guarantee you, I know what they'll write back. They'll write back two words and a question mark. They'll write back, what's wrong? They will think that you are dying, you've lost your job, or you're drunk, because we don't tell people what they mean to us, right, until it's too late. So I think right now is that opportunity. You know, we get a recharge, we get an endorphin hit when we make a difference in somebody else's life. And that's why I do what I do. I get out of bed every day striving to make an impact in somebody else's life so that they can lead a better life. And when I can impact somebody else to lead a better life, then in return, that certainly helps me lead a great life as well.
And you have encapsulated that life in your book, It's Everything Will Be Okay, A Story of Hope, Love and Perspective. You've actually re-released this with an additional 50-odd thousand words to encapsulate the last couple of years.
Yes, it's been a wild ride. I wrote my first book in 2016 when I was diagnosed, and they told me that if I made Christmas, it would be a miracle. And so I wrote the book very quickly, and I released it because I wanted that to be a legacy left for my wife and my mum. I wanted to make sure that if I wasn't to make it, that they were going to be okay. And then I got through surgery and came out the other side, still with plenty of challenges afterwards. But I decided to donate all the profits from that book to charity. So now it's a bestseller in 6 countries around the world. And we've donated hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to charity. And the new book, again, same deal. We released it last year. It's the old book plus an extra 50,000 words. And the title is Everything Will Be Okay. And I think that, you know, positive affirmation and shifting the mindset to truly believe that everything will be okay can allow us to overcome great adversity, great challenges, and help us through the great darkness and into the light. So, yeah, really excited about the book, and I'm stoked that it's going so well and it's impacting so many people. And I would love to give a couple of copies away to your audience, to your listeners. That'd be a really cool thing.
Yes, no, please give us a call in the studio, 6543 1981, if you would like a signed copy of Michael Crossland's book, and to go with it, some tickets to go and to the Inspirations Conference and see Michael Crossland and Julie Cross and a whole range of other local speakers this Wednesday at the Mossbrook RSL Club. Give us a buzz, 6543 1981. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we can't wait to see you on Wednesday.
See you Wednesday, Jess. Take care.